Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman. By now you know the Pope is in town. In fact, leaders from around the world are actually coming to the United States. You've got China's president here on a state visit with President Obama, and then other world leaders coming to the United Nations General Assembly next week. And then in the business world, we have what I'd like to call corporate outrage going on right now. VW, we learned this week, cheated in order to pass some emissions inspections here in the United States. And then a drug company jacked up the price of an old drug by more than 5,000%. Well, to sort through it all, I'm joined by Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine and Ben White with Politico. And Rana, let me start with VW. Mm. What exactly happened and how bad could this get?
Oh, boy. It's already gotten so bad so quickly. I mean, this is basically an out-and-out case of corporate fraud. This company was lying about the emissions efficiency of its vehicles. And, you know, it's interesting because this case is actually a little bit different than the pharmaceutical outrage, which we'll get to in a minute, in the sense that there's a lot of bad behavior in many industries. There's certainly been bad behavior in the auto industry. We just saw earlier this year, GM go through their big crisis. But this is really kind of an amazing case of a company just lying about basic facts. The CEO has already resigned. The stock has been totally hammered. I think that there's going to be criminal investigations. I think there's going to be civil lawsuits. I think it's going to get very bad.
Well, Ben, the thing that stands out to me is this is Germany. I mean, they follow the rules. They care about the environment. I mean, it just seems to be counter to every stereotype we have about that country.
That's exactly right. The whole image of German rectitude is kind of blown away by this. And I think it's actually, you know, it's shaking the German people. It's shaking their sense of themselves. And it's obviously crushed Volkswagen stock. It's extended to other automaker stocks. It's helped bring the market down itself over a couple of days, along with pharmaceutical stocks. So this is the week that corporate outrage has hit the stock market pretty hard. But yeah, in terms of Germany, I mean, it's not like Europe needs more problems. They've got the Greek problem. They've got everything else going on.
And VW was supposed to be, you know, the conscientious automobile manufacturer. It has labor representatives on its board. And, you know, I have to say I'm really personally bummed out about this.
But could this sink the company or could it have like a really bad effect on Germany? I mean, shrink its economy?
No, I don't think it's going to actually shrink the German economy. Germany's export engine, actually, even though companies like VW are an important part of that, the biggest chunk of it is these sort of middle-sized $1 to $5 billion family-owned companies that generally are sort of models of corporate governance. I feel like this is an aberration, although never say never.
Well,
right.
Ben,
I would just say, yeah. I mean, VW is a big German employer. There's hundreds of thousands of people who work for it. So if, as you posited, there's a chance that it does take VW down, it probably won't. But it's not outside the realm of possibility that it could. That's a lot of people out of work, and it's on the broad scale of the German economy. It's not going to tank the whole thing, but it's certainly not helpful.
Okay, so let's talk about this pharmaceutical company that increased the price by 5,000% of this one drug. The CEO has since said that he's going to take it down, but he didn't say how much he's going to reduce the price. Ben, I feel like this gets to a larger issue of the inability to control rising costs of pharmaceutical drugs.
Right. It absolutely does. And particularly when you're looking at these drugs for patients who have diseases that are not that common and that don't have, big blockbuster drugs that are meant for them. So a lot of times these drugs are expensive, but now you've got guys like Shkreli, if I'm pronouncing that right, I may not be, but who buy up these sort of little used drugs and decide to jack it up 5,000% and then make a defense that this is somehow intended to pour more R&D into this particular ailment,
which is totally false. I mean, it's total nonsense. And actually, I'm so glad Hillary Clinton is taking this on, because even though this guy and this example is particularly egregious, this kind of thing happens throughout the industry. I mean, we in this country pay about 50% more than folks in France and the UK and Canada for drugs across the board. And pharmaceutical companies in the U.S. always use this argument that, oh, we need these premiums to do more cutting edge R&D. Guess what? That's not happening. By and large, the big pharma companies have paid back money in share buybacks, in dividend payments. The R&D, the percentage of R&D as overall expenditure is going down and has been for several years. And I actually think that the whole industry needs to rethink the funding models.
Well, okay, let me shift to somebody who's got a more noble mission, and that would be the Pope. And he's been speaking in Washington. He's speaking here tonight at Madison Square Garden, giving a mass. He's coming here with this message about capitalism, about equality. But I'm just wondering, who is listening, and is he actually making a difference? Will people actually change policies, change behavior? Will he have that kind of effect?
I think, yes, people are listening. Immigrants are listening. Labor is listening. I think anybody who's concerned about inequality in this country is listening. I think people who want more out of Washington are listening. I mean, in a way, the Pope has become this figure that is floating at 35,000 feet above our leaders and setting this amazing example. And it's fascinating to me how many people I hear who are not religious saying, gosh, I love the Pope. You know, I want to be a Catholic. It's just sort of amazing.
Ben, I saw somebody on Twitter write something like, it feels like Grandpa is like admonishing Congress right now to tell them like to get to work sort of thing.
He absolutely did that. The problem is, and I guess I'm a little bit less hopeful about people listening than Rana is, at least in Washington, because you saw what you always see, which is, the partisan divide. The Pope sort of goes across partisan lines on different positions, the death penalty, abortion, environmentalism. But you saw Republicans playing up what they like to hear, which is, culture of life, ending abortion, although he didn't use that word specifically. And you saw Democrats praising him on abolishing the death penalty and addressing climate change. And as soon as he left Congress, they went right back to talking about, are we going to shut down the government over defunding Planned Parenthood? So in terms of the Pope delivering a message to Washington that might actually have some impact on legislative gridlock, I think the answer to that is absolutely none.
Well, that's what I wanted to look ahead to, Ben, which is this fear that the government could shut down as early as next week. Why is this going to happen? And do you think it will?
I think the chances are 50-50. I know that's a bold prediction.
Very bold.
It may be 75 yes, 25 no. The reason for it is Republicans are using this to try and defund Planned Parenthood. Democrats say, absolutely not, we won't do that. The Senate will pass a clean continuing resolution to keep the government funded. The House might not be able to do it. If they can't by Wednesday, the government shuts down.
And Ron, I feel like this is a little bit of wash, rinse, repeat. We've been here before. Yeah. Do you think it's going to happen?
I have no idea politically if it's going to happen, but I know if it does, it's going to impact growth. And basically, it creates this continuing snowball cycle where one of the reasons the Fed couldn't raise rates is because Washington's dysfunctional. Washington's dysfunctional. Therefore, the Fed has to take longer to raise rates. Creates disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. Very bad for the economy.
Well, Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine and Ben White with Politico, as always, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.